Yeah. So it comes out according to the Ramban, a chiddush that what? That you don't really learn. You're not learning bizei mitzvah here. You're learning something more encompassing than bizei mitzvah. Right? Because bizei mitzvah is dafka. You could say a degrading maisa. Dafka is something that's degrading. But over here he's saying it's more. You have to be noeg derech kavod with the thing. Something could be not derech kavod, but not degrading, right? So that's like so. For instance, according to the Ramban, as long as something is b'shas mitzvah, can't be nene from it, right? Like if somebody wanted to carry things in his tzitzis, tie something on his tzitzis to carry it around. You have to give derech kavod, right? Right. There has to be. You can't be a nen. It has to be derech kavod. So just playing with them also would not be proper, right? So it's a universal from here about mitzvahs in general. By doing here, all right. So let's take. So I wanted to go back to the. So the Ramban is saying that there are two categories now. There's a category of things that are really kadosh, right? Sefer Torah and Tefillin, and then the tashmishei mitzvah b'shas mitzvason is a din to be nohei kedusha, right? To be nohei kedusha. So what's the difference? What's the difference over here? What's the difference between the something that's really kadosh and something you just know a kedusha with? Right. I mean, why don't you say, for instance, why don't you say Sefer Torah that after it's puzzle, so now that's it. It's not Shas Mitzvah anymore. You can't use it anymore, right? And why should it have to be? What's the derech kavod? I mean, that itself is a. It itself is a difficult idea. It's not a Sefer Torah anymore. It's not a Sefer Torah anymore. It's a puzzle. Right? Yeah. All right, so what is the Ram? So the Ram discusses the idea of the Kedusha of the Tefillin and the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. So he says like this. He says... in the end of Yud Aleph, he says, "Ha'yeh mahalich mimakom lemakom v'sefer Torah imo lo yaniach sefer Torah b'sol hasach v'yanichenu gabi hachamor v'yerkav alav v'mayim misfached min haganavim muter v'im ein shom pachad." So if there's no fear, there's no reason to hide the Torah. Meinicho b'cheiko keneged libo, carry it in your chest. Against your heart. V'hu rochev ala behema v'holech. It's interesting. So if there's no reason because of pachad, if there's no pachad of it being stolen, then the proper way to transport the Sefer Torah, he's saying, is holding it. Kol mi sheyoshev lifnei Sefer Torah yeshev b'choved rosh be'ema ufachad. Right? This is like we were discussing the other time, with the COVID to save Torah. You know? COVID Rosh, just mean like seriousness. COVID Rosh. Be'ema ufachad. So you have to really be sitting in like a state of fear. I mean, it's a strange, you have to be sitting like in a state of fear. Right? Shehu ho'ed ha'ne'emon l'chol bo'i olam. Shneem avahir sham b'chol le'ed. Yichabedeyu lefi kocho. Amru chacham mamishonim kol machalas Torah gufo mechul al brios. Kol machabedes Torah gufo mechubed al brios. So he says you have to sit with seriousness and fear, because the Torah is the eid hanem on the chol boy olam. The eid hanem on the chol boy olam. So that's how he's describing. That's apparently the kedusha of Sefer Torah. It's the eight anim on the whole boy on. And what's the kedusha of tzitzit of tefillin? Kedusha. So that I understand, because the Torah itself is edus. The Torah itself is edus. Yeah. So what's the kedusha of the tefillin? What's the kedusha of tefillin? So Ram says, kedushas tefillin kedushasan gedolahi. She calls man shatfilin beroshu shel adam v'alzeroo, who onov yorei shemayim, ve'eno nimshach v'schok u'besicha v'teila, ve'eno maharav machshavos ros, ele mefana libo b'divrei ha'emes v'atzedek. It's a strange statement, right? It's a strange statement. What is the kedusha of the tefillin?
That it will cause this.
That when someone is wearing the tefillin, this is how he behaves. Right? By Torah, he says, the Kedusha of the Torah says, the Eid Neman. It's the Eid HaNeman. Here he's saying the Kedusha of the tefillin is that while you're wearing your tefillin, you're just thinking about you're an onov, and the Yorei Shemayim, you're not involved in nonsense. Because that's the halachos, you mean. Because those halachos are wearing tefillin. L'fikach tzorach odom l'shtadel liyosan olav kol yom, shemitzvosan kachi. So that's why you should wear them all the time. Yeah. So it's a funny idea of the kiddush of the thing. Right? What's the kiddush of the thing, you'd imagine, to say that you describe the thing. Right? That the kedusha, right? Oh, sorry. Yeah. So to sum it up, the question is: Abai Sefer Torah says the kedusha is the thing itself. He doesn't say the kedusha is great because when you're carrying it, you have to sit with Kovid Rosh, Ema, and Fachad. But he describes the kedusha is the qualities of the thing itself are what makes it kadosh. That it's ha'ed hanem on the chol boi olam. But by tefillin, he doesn't express it that way. He says the tefillin is a kedusha gedola, and then he talks about how the person behaves when he's wearing the tefillin, right? Yeah. So the question is: It would seem that these are two, but they're both considered the cases of davar sheba kedusha, right? That's the Ramban himself. The Ramban keeps saying there's no kedusha, not like sefer Torah and tefillin. So what are these two ideas of Kedusha? It's interesting. What are these two ideas of Kedusha? It seems that there are two different ideas of Kedusha. One is embodied in the Torah, and one is in the Tefillin. Yeah, it's interesting. So you saw that tshuva is a funny tshuva, right? So they asked the Rambam, why don't you need Ibud Lishma by a mezuzah? Right? So what's his answer?
Because Ibud Lishma... Where it says Yibud Lishma, then you need Yibud Lishma. Where it doesn't say Yibud Lishma, you don't need Yibud Lishma.
That's his answer. The answer is because it doesn't say you need it. That's his answer. It doesn't say anywhere that you need it. So where it says you need it, you need it. And where it doesn't say you need it, you don't need it. Right? That's the essence of the answer. Now, he says...
There's not a reason. Okay, fine.
And then he says, and if you want to know what's the reason... If you want to know what's the reason, that's a different story. So he gives an interesting reason. He says, "What's the tam? To know what it is, you don't go for the reason. To know what it is, you go for the facts from the Gemara, right? What is it? Well, you don't look for reasons. You look for what the Gemara tells you. Then apparently, once you have what the Gemara tells you, you can try to go back and think of a reason. But what's the reason over here?" He starts off sounding very brisker, right? He says, because the Atzma shall say for Torah, and the Atzma and the Tefillin are mitzvahs. Like a din in the Heftza. You almost like he's going to come out and say that, right? But then he takes a radical turn. Uh-huh. And he says, the Torah and the Tefillin are mitzvos themselves, and that's why you need Ibud Lishma, okay? Because it's more choshev Dehu chashivas yisera. Now he starts talking funny already. It's chashivas yisera. It's great importance. She yizoher b'avodoson. Kidei sheyam du yamim rabim. Starts off in brisk and he ends in...
Somewhere else.
He ends almost like in a college campus. Right?
Natural.
Like a practical reason. Practicality. You want your tefillin in the Sefer Torah to last a long time. It's a din in the kedusha of the thing, so it should last a long time. It's like a funny kind of a combination of of reasonings. And then he says, but the mezuzah is not necessary at all.
And just by the way,
you only need it because of the bias. Even though Ram counts it among the list, right? It does count it among the list of the mitzvahs that are tediros. But he says, if there's no house, there's no mezuzah. So there's no need to make it so sturdy, so hardy.
So it's interesting.
No, so he's saying lishma doesn't make it last longer. But since you need the extra din of lishma, you'll be more careful when you do it. That's what he's saying. He's saying, why do you need it to be lishma?
Oh,
he says, because that's a chashivas yisera sheyizoher ba'avodasan. In other words, all of it is leading up to a practical end. Mm-hmm. We want the Sefer Torah that's filled to last a long time. So if we say, if we make stringencies in how you do it, you'll do it very well and make sure it lasts. Am I reading it wrong? It's no natural idea. No, the Rambam is not setting it up that naturally, because the Kedusha is greater, you require more to create that Kedusha. It's not what he's saying at all. Right? He's saying that's the wrong type of approach. Because there's greater Kedusha, that's why you need to make more actions to create that Kedusha. Saying could just as well have been done if the nature of the physical world were that things did just lasted forever, there would be no Yibud Lishma.
Why do we not? Why you don't have the Mishra?
Okay, so what's the idea here? What's the idea? What's he saying about the Torah and the Tefillin as opposed to Mezuzah? What's he saying about the nature of the mitzvos?
So they have chashivas on things.
Right, of all Sefer Torah v'tefillin, Chovas HaGuf HaTadirahi. That one? Right, Chovas HaGuf HaTadirahi. Chovas HaGuf HaTadirahi. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you're right. Jeremy's right. That what's the idea here? That's an interesting thing. That Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, Sefer Torah and Tefillin, the Rambam is putting in a certain class, separate from other mitzvahs. What's that class? That the entities themselves, he's saying, the entities themselves have a permanent existence. Part of their definition is a permanent existence. In other words, any other things that are entities of mitzvah come into existence and out of existence. Their existence is only necessary because of certain circumstances. Correct? Like lulav, matzah, sukkah. These things only... sukkah yishana is a question. That's not... because it has to be made for sukkahs. It has to be made for sukkahs. So they only have significance... They only have significance in terms of man... when they're necessary to be a Asiyas HaMitzvah. But he's saying the nature of Sefer Torah and Tefillin, their nature is permanent. Their nature is not, and therefore their existence is not Tully in any Zman or any event. And those are the two Kedushas. The Kedusha of Sefer Torah is that it teaches the ideas, teaching the ideas of Torah, teaching the ideas of Sinai, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Eidus, it's the Eid HaNeman. There's never a time where that's not appropriate. There's never a time where that's not something that is necessary. The Eid HaNeman is always necessary. That's in terms of Hashkafa, the ideas, the concepts. But he's saying Tefillin tefillin is in terms of the existence of man. It's a different, that's a different permanent state. And he's saying that's the kedusha of tefillin. That it represents that the mitzvah of tefillin represents the way the Adam, the way man should exist. That's the kedusha of tefillin. It represents the mitzvah of tefillin. So you see, tefillin really is a mitzvah with a ma'isa, right? So what does it mean it's a permanent thing? And some say you don't wear tefillin at night, right?
Always serves as that.
But that's and but he's saying that's the kedusha. That man, as long as man exists, he needs two things. He needs to have the edus of what's the proper way to, of what's the proper ideas, what's the proper guidelines. And then he has to have the proper way, and then he has to have the action of how to actually, the state that he should be in, the proper state that he should be in. There's the idea and then there's the ma'isa. Torah represents the edus, the idea, and he's saying, and that's a permanent state. That's a permanent idea. And tefillin also represents a permanent idea. Represents a permanent idea of how the person should conduct himself. So that's the two kedushas. The kedusha of the Torah is really not, and not talking about the chefza either. It's not really about the chefza. It's the effect of the chefza too. See? That was a bit of a trick. Not really the chefza either by Sefer Torah. It's the fact that it's edus, that it teaches, it instructs, it proves. That's the kedusha of it. And the kedusha of the tefillin is also in the same way, that it demonstrates for man, the mitzvah of tefillin demonstrates the proper niyug of the person, the way the person should conduct himself constantly. Should always be sitting with Yira and Anivas and not be wasting time on thinking about foolish things. So that's how the Ramban fits in nicely to this. Because he's saying that you can derive from Kedusha, Sefer Torah, and Tefillin, there is a natural carryover. Because the kedusha of Sefer Torah and Tefillin is only because they as entities permanently exist. That's why they have constant kedusha. There is no shas ma'isa of them. There is no shas ma'isa. They represent permanent things. You understand? But anything else can't have that. There's no permanent state of a netilas lulav. Okay, it's not a mitzvah tadiras. It's not a mitzvah tadiras. So it only shares in that kedusha when it's performing a particular function. Every mitzvah, every other mitzvah has a particular function. You see a zeches, you see a mitzrayim. I mean, you have a lot of mitzvahs tied to that. You have any other mitzvah has a tam. So, but that's only. You should remember, keep a sukkah so shavti. So there's a specific thing right now, but that kedusha is only while the mitzvah is extant, and that's really, I think, answers the question: why a sefer Torah that's puzzle still has kedusha sefer Torah? Why? Why?
Still represents that things.
Because once you create the sefer Torah, it should permanently exist. It should exist forever. There is no... The designation of the existence of the Torah is not limited by anything. When I take a lulav and I say, this is going to be my lulav for Yom Tov, it's intrinsically limited till the end of Yom Tov. So it has, therefore, two natural states. This chefza of a lulav has two natural states. Because from the very beginning of its creation, I knew it would end in 7 days. I knew it would end in 7 days. So there's no permanent definition of the thing. I'm not taking this and creating a new chefza out of it. But a sefer Torah should exist forever. There is no time that it should not exist. Therefore, once I make it, it's made with a nature of permanence. And if it becomes puzzle, that's an aberration from what it is. not a puzzle. It's not a Sefer Torah that has one letter that got scratched out is not the same as a Sefer Torah that has not been completed. Once the Sefer Torah is completed, now it is a Sefer Torah, and it has this whole entity has a new definition. And there's no two ways it can exist. These dvarim, this klaf and dio, cannot exist in two ways anymore. They can't be a Sefer Torah and not a Sefer Torah. Because if the definition of being a Sefer Torah is permanence, there's no room in the definition of these things, in the designation of these things anymore, for another state. All you can say is that the thing is not in its proper state. But the proper state always exists. You understand? It always exists now as a negation. Now it's being deprived of its proper state. If I have a Sefer Torah that has not been finished, you wouldn't say it's being deprived of its state of being a Sefer Torah. It had never had a definition of a Sefer Torah. And if I had a lulav after Yom Tov, I wouldn't say it's being deprived of it. Because there's no preference, there's no dominance of one. In terms of the substance, neither shame is more dominant. During Sukkot, it has a shame of a Chatzar Mitzvah, and after Sukkot, it doesn't. You understand? But the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin don't have those two possibilities. Once they are created, there's no room for any other identity here. There's no room for any other identity. And if it's puzzle, it's just that it's not being able to express what it truly is. A puzzle Sefer Torah is a thing that's not able to express what it really is. But the Kedusha still remains. Because it still has the shame of a Torah. Apostle Sefer Torah still has the shame of a Torah. You understand? But a Torah before it's written, before it's completed, does not. And a lulav after the mitzvah does not. It's the mitzvah represent. You can have this. And the person can have this state without tefillin. A person can sit the ema, be yira, with all these things, with anivas. You don't need the tefillin to have this state of existence. Avraham Avinu isn't with tefillin. I mean, you don't need this. Moshe didn't wear tefillin before the Torah was given. You don't need this to have these perfections, but that's what it represents. It's a limud. As a limud, that's as an entity, as a cheftza. Every cheftza is defined by its purpose, right? That's how we define things. So the sukkah and the lulav and all these other things have very limited definitions. Their perfections and their purposes are limited. But the Torah and the Tefillin are two things that are unlimited, and they point to the highest ideals. So, in terms of an entity, which we define by its purpose, I mean, otherwise we can't talk together. Then these two have the highest existence as entities. In the realm. That's the difference between a regular mitzvah that's only b'shas mitzvasan and you can throw it out afterwards, and Sefer Torah and Tefillin. And that's why it makes a lot of sense to say that we're noheg b'kedusha. Because you can't say the thing is really kadosh, because if the thing were kadosh, it wouldn't cease to exist. See, that's the raya. That's what the Gemara says. It says, v'chi dam kedusha yesh bo. In other words, if something has kedusha, the Gemara is assuming it has to have a permanence. That's the very assumption of the Gemara. Because it's saying that since you see you can throw a mitzvah, a tashrish mitzvah out after the mitzvah, that itself is the proof that there's no kedusha. Oh, why couldn't it be? Why couldn't it be b'shas mitzvah? There's real kedusha. Right? Because that's contradictory. Real kedusha means that it stands for a permanent thing, a permanent good, not a temporary function. So that's the idea. That's the idea. Kedoshim to you. It doesn't mean today I'll be Kadosh. It doesn't mean sometimes be Kadosh. Right? So that's the idea. That's why the Gemara says, V'chi ner Kedusha yesh bo, he says. If you could throw it out afterwards, how can you call it Kedusha? But you could be knowing that way. You could be knowing that way. Why be knowing that way? Because you want to show that even though this mitzvah is just temporary, as part of the system of mitzvos, it creates the ultimate perfection. You understand? So you can't let mitzvos be, you can't say, because this is just temporary here, it's not so important. You understand? You have to recognize that every mitzvah has a certain quality to it. And if it's bezuyos olav, you're just going to do it like a performance. You're not going to get that appreciation. You're not going to get that idea. So it is philosophical and halachic because kedusha. The idea of kedusha, as like we were discussing before, is an existential idea. There's no real kedusha. There's no real kedusha emanating from the Torah. There's nothing. Doesn't mean that there's something coming off of it. Right? It means that we have an idea of very special objects, and these have to take that place. And we treat special objects carefully. It's all part of man's definition. There's no real. That's why you don't say ibud l'shma. We don't say there's a process that imbues the thing with kedusha. It's not like a flavor. I know the Gemara says that the food on Shabbos tastes better because of Shabbos. It's a flavor. You ever see the Gemara?
Yeah.
It says, I don't think that's literal. But that's right. That's right. Can't can it and bring it back here. It's not going to help you. So that's the idea. I think it's a beautiful. I think it comes out to be very nice. The question is, mezuzah is a funny one because the Rambam says in the end of Sefer HaMitzvah, so the Rambam, you have Sefer HaMitzvah? The Rambam gives a list of what? The 48 mitzvahs that everybody does, no matter whether you're a man or a woman. Right? He says there are mitzvahs that are tadiros that everybody does. And it doesn't matter, it's not totally on. Yeah. So he says, Vida kima sha'omru shenizbaru mishpatam b'mokom ploni. No, I'm saying. He says, yeah, he categorizes the mitzvahs. I think I gave you this a few years ago, right? But he says that there are mitzvos umehem mitzvos mischaivos behechrich bechol zman bechol makom be'eze inyan sheyiyah. There are mitzvos that you must do no matter what, right? Kigon tzitzis, right? Everyone gets stuck on that one right away, right? The tefillin, the shmir Shabbos, the nikru. How does he put the tzitzis together with tefillin and shmir Shabbos? The nikru are mitzvos shehein mizeh hamin, mitzvos hechrachios, necessary. Mipnei shehem mischaivos lechol ish shegiel lepirko miyisrael behechrich bechol zman bechol makom bechol inyan. Right? So it sounds funny already. Because you don't have to wear a four-cornered garment. Right? Ubitanai Ubitanai sheyiha isha amanu shechayev be'elo ashishim mitzvos hechrachios. There's only one condition. In order to have these 48, in order to have these hechrachios, sheyiha inyono ki inyan sherov b'nei adam bo. Has to be a normal life. V'hu shehiya omeid v'bayis. So isn't that a funny definition? So I'm going to define mezuzah as a mitzvah hechrachia, as a mitzvah that's hechrach. If you assume a guy has to live, if you assume a guy is living in a house, but that doesn't mean in hechrachios. That just means. If it's conditional, it's not hechrachios. Just because you say it's conditional and I supply the condition, that doesn't change. That sounds like a bad philosophical error. Right? For this person, for this person, unless he has the finest foods, he cannot exist. Assuming that he was trained this way and he'll be miserable if he doesn't. So it's necessary for you know what I mean? So, that's not a good example. But, because it's still not going to be necessary for him. By saying, but I think what the Rambam is saying is this. Hechrachios means, over here, doesn't mean the nature of the mitzvah. Doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah that's a chovas hagavra, that's a permanent, that's what they get in the footnote, right? They go into that also. Doesn't mean that it's something that, because Ram says there are mitzvahs, right, in brachos, and Ram says there are mitzvahs that you have to run after and do, and the mitzvahs you don't have to run after and do. And mezuzah is one of them that you don't have to run after and do. Right? Yes, so what does he mean by hechrachios over here? But that's not going to help with the hechrachios. And then he adds in more
no,
to,
I don't
to
know
the
hechrachios.
Oh, and then also in hechrachios he says, there are a few conditions. In order for these things to be necessary, the guy has to live in a house, in a city, and eat normal foods. No vegetarianism. Okay? What does he mean by normal foods? Bread, meat. And he has to also do business, all right, not going to get a lot of people. And get married and have children. Right? But what does he mean? He means hechrachios in terms of perfection. Hechrachios in terms of perfection. Not in terms of the mitzvah demands, not in terms of the mitzvah, not hechrachios in terms of the asiyas ha-mitzvah, that this mitzvah must be done, but it means to say, if there's a normal person must have these things these mitzvahs are considered, these mitzvahs are designed for, as necessary for a normal life. The hechrachios for a normal life. You understand? Not hechrachios in terms of a mitzvah. Oh, so that's why a mezuzah does have a kedusha kala, because it's not like Sefer Torah and Tefillin where you must where there's an idea apart from your normal life that demands it. You know what I'm saying? Sefer Torah and mezuzah, Sefer Torah and Tefillin are not totally on anything. They're absolutely necessary, right? But mezuzah is only necessary that is only a necessary perfection when a person lives normally. If you have a house, you should relate to it in a certain way. That's part of the perfection. You understand? You should, when you go in and go out, you shouldn't feel like you're coming and leaving. This is your private domain. I go outside, I do my own stuff. Religion leaves at the stays at the door. You know what I mean? It's different ideas like that. So that's in terms of in that sense, it really does embody the same ideas of Sefer Torah and Mezuzah and Tefillin, but it's not a kedusha. It's not philosophically it embodies the same ideas, but since halachically it doesn't have a necessary existence because it is totally under circumstances, it's a kedusha kala. Yeah, but I think we had a better answer than this in the Sanfrochios, so I can't remember right now. Right. No, what I'm trying to say is the permanence of the things, of the activity of the mitzvah has to do with this Kedusha. Now, some mitzvahs are temporary because their perfection is limited. You understand? You only need to think about, certain ideas once a year. You only have mitzvahs to concentrate on certain ideas once a year. But tefillin, but the ideas of mezuzah really are permanent concepts. They really are permanent perfections. The only thing is, halachically, it doesn't have a din of something that you must do, so it can't have that kedusha. You know what I'm saying? It's a permanent. It's a temporary asiyah. In terms of asiyah, it's temporary, but in terms of the ideas that it's talking about, those are permanent. Because that's just like a person should the way he exists. The way he relates to his business should be ethically, and the way he relates to his house should be a certain way. You know, those are permanent states of the way a person exists. But other mitzvahs are temporary reminders that we don't expect you to be involved in constantly as a state of existence. But the nature of the bias is also a permanent state of existence, just like the nature of you, just like the way you are. In terms of tefillin, tzitzis also falls into this category. Tzitzis also falls into this category. Ram also says tzitzis are very kaddosh, very important. Right? Isn't he talking about tzitzis too? I guess because they don't have the shame, they don't have the kedusha. I know, it's a good question. I can't. It's a good question. Yeah. All right. It's just a start of you. I have to.